Tomorrow, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey will testify on Capitol Hill. They'll answer questions at a Senate hearing on what they're doing to stop the spread of misinformation on social media. And then Dorsey will testify in the House on how Twitter handles harassment and hate speech and on whether the platform limits conservative viewpoints. Tony Rahm is following the concerns around these social media captains and how they're operating. He is the Washington Post's technology policy reporter. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So last fall, Facebook, Twitter, and Google all revealed that Russian operators had placed ads and content on social media to foment discord over issues such as gun control and immigration and attempting to influence the 2016 presidential election. Last month, Facebook and Twitter said that they removed hundreds of pages and groups and accounts that originated in Russia and even in Iran. Do lawmakers on Capitol Hill have faith that the social media companies are truly working to prevent this kind of thing?
Yeah, there's fear, and it's bipartisan fear. Democrats and Republicans alike who want to know if Facebook, Google, and Twitter have done enough to ensure that the same sorts of things that we saw during the 2016 election don't hurt Americans, don't hurt social media networks ahead of the 2018 midterms, which are just a few months away. So, and as you said, companies have pointed out instances of this disinformation being spread just within the past few weeks.
And then what is, for instance, Facebook doing to shut down disinformation?
Yeah, what those companies are doing to combat this problem. And each of those companies, Facebook and Twitter, has said that they've hired more people, that they've invested more in artificial intelligence to spot and take down offensive content. But when I spoke with Senator Mark Warner, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee that's holding the hearing, he told me that, yeah, sure, these tech companies have done more, but that the adversaries, countries like Russia, have also become more sophisticated, hence the oversight that we're seeing this week.
What about Twitter? Let's talk about Jack Dorsey's testimony tomorrow in the House. Some Republicans say that Twitter is stifling conservative viewpoints. Talk more about what Twitter is or is not doing.
Yeah, it's not just some Republicans. It's the president of the United States who's come out and said that social media companies writ large are biased against conservatives. Now, we should point out that there's no evidence of systemic bias at these tech companies. It's not like they've set out to harm conservatives or mute their viewpoints. But there have been a few incidents that have bothered Republicans, such as lawmakers whose tweets have been taken down, perhaps erroneously. And so you can expect to see Republicans really push Dorsey on this point. And I should point out, this is politics in the making. Again, with the 2018 election drawing closer, Republicans have used this as a rallying cry to get voters to donate. Even President Trump himself has used this as a campaign pitch. So expect to see a lot of heated debate on the Energy and Commerce Committee tomorrow.
And what is Twitter saying about how it does decide who should be kicked off a site for harassment or hate speech or any other kind of content?
Yeah, well, Twitter, like its peers, admits that San Francisco, the area that it calls home, does tend to lean liberal and that it's doing as much as it can to reach and understand the needs of its conservative users. But they've really all pushed back against this belief, this argument that they're biased against conservatives writ large. And so Dorsey has been making the rounds lately, meeting with Republican lawmakers, meeting with conservative pundits and so forth, to really try to make this point directly. And I should add that Democrats in all this have completely shut down this hearing. They've said that they think the entire thing is a hoax. They think that Republicans should be focusing on other more serious issues instead of bias allegations.
The allegations that Twitter, for instance, is stifling conservative views. I mean, Democrats aren't saying that that they believe there should not be any kind of discussion about fomenting discord over certain issues from foreign governments or foreign entities.
Absolutely. Democrats would like to see more hearings about Russian interference or about more broadly issues around algorithms, those powerful lines of code that determine what you do and don't see on a site like Facebook, Google, or Twitter. And you'll notice I mentioned Google there. That's sort of an interesting side story in all of this, where Google had been invited to testify this week, particularly in the Senate, at its hearing on foreign interference. Google ultimately opted to send or offered to send a lower-level executive, but Senate lawmakers there rejected that. They wanted the CEO or nobody else. So Google might be the subject of an empty chair, so to speak, at the hearing in the Senate tomorrow.
You mean it really has no plans to send anybody?
Well, they wanted to send Kent Walker, who's their senior vice president of global affairs. But, you know, members of Congress from both parties wanted to see Larry Page, the head of Google's parent company called Alphabet, or Sundar Pichai, who runs Google specifically, come to testify. Google said it didn't want to send either of them. Walker's going to be in the audience, it seems. But, you know, Democrats and Republicans say that they really should have sent a CEO instead.
What's behind that, though? I mean, if other social media companies are sending their CEOs, then why not Google? Can it afford to take that chance?
Well, Google has done this many times in the past. It's usually opted to send somebody else other than Page or Pichai to come testify. And for many years, that person was Eric Schmidt, who is the executive chairman of Google. But Schmidt has moved on. There's a new executive chairman. And in the eyes of Google, Kent Walker, who's their senior vice president, is sort of their political ambassador now. They see him as the expert on these policy and politics issues. So in their minds, Walker is the best person to testify. But Democrats and Republicans alike just don't like that idea. The one thing that's managed to unite people around here is a frustration that Google hasn't sent a CEO.
Briefly, do you expect any kind of changes to come from these hearings, changes in the industry?
Well, I think you can expect to see lawmakers threaten a lot of regulation, but I got to tell you, we have this conversation a lot. There's a demand for Silicon Valley companies to do better and calls for new laws to address this matter, but often that doesn't result in much.
All right. Tony Rahm covers technology policy at The Washington Post. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.